This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some recent polling has been revealed, and it was conducted by Ron Fauché, who's a political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, and he joins us to discuss same. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Happy to be here.
So, Ron, that was me waving to you as you were sneaking up to the snowball stand yesterday in about that 95-degree heat on Father's Day.
I didn't see you, but I did enjoy the snowball.
I was a little jealous. I should have pulled over and said I was ready for one myself, but be that as
well. To show you how bad it was, I actually had that before lunch. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, Ron, you know, the theory sometimes goes when the tide rises for some, it rises for all, but not necessarily in politics. And some of your recent polling revealed same. Talk to us about it.
Well, we just finished a poll for the New Orleans Crime Coalition, which studies police satisfaction and public safety issues. And we also do job ratings of public officials, and those ratings are usually limited to public officials with one or two exceptions who are involved in the criminal justice system. And what we found this year is that a couple of public officials, the police chief Ann Kirkpatrick and District Attorney Jason Williams, they're job ratings improved over last year, and over 50% of the city approves of their job ratings. But that Mayor Cantrell job rating went down from last year, and Sheriff Susan Hudson's job rating, I wouldn't say it went down. That's too limited. I would say it plummeted from last year. It went from 32% to 18%. So even though all of these people are dealing with the criminal justice system and issues in New Orleans, the voters have very different views of them. Mayor Cantrell's approval rating is 27, Ann Kirkpatrick 53, Jason Williams 51, and Susan Hudson, as we said, is 18. Also, the Orleans Parish criminal court judges are 31% approved. The juvenile court judges are 21% approved. So you've got some big differences here. And some of it can be explained away because Mayor Cantrell and the city council, which has a 47% approval rating, they deal with other issues. They're not just dealing with crime. So they're being measured on everything from streets to public finance to making city services work to permitting and licensing and everything else. But But it gives you a real mixed bag of where New Orleans is now in terms of its public officials. There we've seen some years ago, we saw Mayor Cantrell's rating in the 60s. And in those days, her rating was higher than the police department's. Now the police department's rating is 20 points higher than hers. So it depends where you are, and events change things and conditions change things.
When you break down and you kind of drill down into the details of the survey, I was kind of, I don't want to say surprised, but it was interesting to see how the demographics, especially as it relates to race, became a lot more blended in their response, where blacks and whites were really moving closer together in their perspective of what their expectations are and what these outcomes have been or not been.
Yeah, I think that is true. And we see that when it comes to down to the issues, you know, based on the personalities, there is in most cases, a pretty significant gap on race. The one public official who did well on, you know, both among blacks and whites was Ann Kirkpatrick. She was sort of covering the board there. But on a lot of issues, black residents and white residents had similar views, and we've seen that often in polling. And one of the things that we found particularly interesting in this poll is the generational differences. We've always found people between 18 and 44 were different in their views than people 45 and up. But in this case, it was more than usual. For example, you know, only 34% of 18 to 44-year-olds were satisfied with the police department, but 55% of people 45 and older were. So there were some big gaps there based on age and generation.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Was there anything that you, you've been around polling for a long, long time, that was there anything that was somewhat extraordinary to you that revealed itself in this poll?
Well, I think the age gap is the one thing that probably was interesting and unusual, even though we have seen it before. It looks like it keeps growing. That it's not, you know, a one-time thing, and that it sort of fades away. So there's clearly a different viewpoint about life in New Orleans based on age. And I can tell you, this is also true to some extent around the whole state, that there's a big generational gap here. And, you know, it's interesting when people talk about politics, they usually talk about partisanship or men and women or race. And they don't always talk about the age gap like this. And when they do talk about age, they talk about young voters, you know, voters who are 18 to 30. Well, what we're looking at here is there's a split, between 44 and 45. The 18 to 44-year-olds, even though they're younger than me and younger than a lot of people, somebody in their early 40s, they're not little kids. They're adults. You know, this isn't a measurement of 18 and 19-year-olds. It's a measurement of people 18 to 44. And people who are 45 are not old. You know, they're still pretty young. But there is that dividing line there. And we're going to be crunching more numbers and looking at it more in depth over time to figure out what it's about. But it certainly is playing out on issues related to crime and police.
What would you point to as it relates to Mayor LaToya Cantrell? Typically, you know, if your police department is doing well and they're well thought of, they're polling well. I mean, when you look back over the years, typically the mayor was a beneficiary of some of the positive feelings of the policing organization. This poll was somewhat interesting to me because it didn't seem to help her much at all.
No, it didn't. In fact, when asked about her, specifically about her handling of the crime issue, only 26% approved. So it was even worse than her overall rating. This wasn't a survey, that delved into Mayor Cantrell. It looked at her on the top lines, basically, of what people think of her since she is handling a lot of the criminal justice issues as mayor of the city. But I think in some ways we see that people are looking at the two public officials who are directly involved in running the police department and the district attorney's office, and that's the police chief and the DA, and that they're pretty satisfied with what they're doing. Now, in the case of Kirkpatrick, she hasn't been here that long, so she has been building up, her awareness among the people in the city over time, and that's still something of a work in progress. In the case of District Attorney Jason Williams, we have seen his ratings go up considerably in the last year and a half. He was elected as sort of a progressive DA, and we're going to do all these things that the progressive political community wanted him to. And I think he got in office and realized that a lot of that couldn't work, about not using multiple offender laws and those kinds of things. I mean, those are important tools for district attorneys, and I think he realized over time that was important. A lot of people think that the robbery of him and his mother changed his view on criminal justice, and which is clearly understandable. To look at crime as a conceptual thing, we look at numbers and charts and graphs, but to actually have a gun pointing at you, it's a different thing. And so I think the people in the city are more comfortable with D.A. Williams now than they were, in the first year or so after he took office.
Interestingly, in both cases, and Kirkpatrick and Jason Williams, there has been some controversy, right? I guess one way of saying it is they may have fumbled the ball a little bit on an issue or two. And it was encouraging to see that their numbers have stayed strong. And I think there's kind of this sense that they're talking to the public directly and taking ownership and, are willing to say, we didn't do as good a job there as we could have. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think the people want to see that. You know, in the city of New Orleans, really within the last 6 months, the city went through two highly significant, nationally publicized law enforcement crises. The first was the New Year's terrorist attack. And the most recent one, which is still going on, was the jailbreak out of Orleans Parish prison. And those were two big, big things. But despite that, as you said, both the police chief and the DA, you know, seem to be doing pretty well. They seem to be hanging in there. And one thing we found in the survey that was interesting is that people do not blame the New Orleans Police Department for the police break or anything about it. And I'm not saying they should, because I personally don't think they should. But only 7% said they felt worse about the police department because of the police break, because of the prison break. And 32% said they felt better about it. And 57% said there was no difference. And one of the things we wanted to look at here was whether or not people were giving one criminal justice agency blame for something that was done by another criminal justice agency. And we found here that that was not the case, that the NOPD did not get blamed for that. And people understood what their role was versus the role of the sheriff's office. And this is getting into some real details here about, what people think. And I would add on a survey like this, you have to keep in mind, just because a certain percentage of people say something doesn't mean that's exactly what the situation is. Right. These are all public perceptions. And we're looking at public perceptions and how they influence, the sense of public safety in the city. The people, it's important for people not just to be safe, but also to feel safe, because we've done surveys that show that if you don't feel safe, it changes how people live. It changes what people do. And so all of that has to be kept in mind.
Yeah. It was interesting. I mean, when you're close to an issue like you are and I have been for most of my adult life, law enforcement, these types of surveys validate typically what, I'm thinking as from my perspective, right? I was probably surprised that Susan Hudson's numbers weren't worse. there really hadn't been anything positive coming out of that office for the last 24 to 30 months. It's been nothing but negative. And, I said the other day in my monologue, the best thing I think that she could do for the city at this juncture is resign. She's got over a year left in her term. And, there's a lot that can happen between now and then. But I suspect the outcome of these investigations that are going on are going to be nothing but bad. I don't expect any good news coming out of any of this. Much to her chagrin, no one else is sharing any of the blame with her in the public's view. As you just pointed out, it falls squarely on her shoulders.
Well, 18% is pretty low. I mean, it's about as low as we see for any elected official. Although I would point out that we also looked at a few other agencies of government, and the Surging Water Board was the one that actually rated lower than she did. So at 14%. So so you can get lower than 18. But I suppose there are people in the city who, because she maybe wasn't there at the time that it happened, and think that other people were responsible for it. There are 19% of the people in the city think that the sheriff's office should have more money, more funding, so they blame it on that as opposed to her, even though the vast majority of people, 65%, think that that it was a matter of poor management, not funding. But the point is that you know, when you look at a survey, you realize that people have different points of view on a lot of things, and that's why we do surveys. You know, I mean, people like you and I think about this these sorts of issues all the time, and but even though we do that, we still have to see what real people are thinking about them. You know.
Sure.
And sometimes it's not the same, and we have to keep that in mind, particularly when you're making public policy. That if you have chunks of people that don't agree with the majority, you have to figure out why is that the case, and look at the demographics of that.
No doubt, for sure. As always appreciate the conversation. Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. And when we return, we will visit with Chris Blair, the voice of the LSU Fighting Tigers. They take on the UCLA Bruins tonight after defeating Arkansas, which was a great hurdle to get over Saturday. We'll be right back with Chris. Stay with us.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.